You're back listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR, and we are happy to be joined by Muyad Ali. It's our third interview of the show. Muyad is a Palestinian organizer with Free Palestine Melbourne. Welcome to the show, Muyad.
Thank you.
Oh, welcome back, I should say. So, Muyad, we wanted to talk to you about the Bagauti campaign. Marwan Bagauti has been described as Palestine's Nelson Mandela, and this April will mark 24 years since he was unjustly imprisoned. Can you give us a bit of a background about Marwan, who he is, and the broader campaign to free him?
Yeah, sure. Marwan Barghouti is one of the most prominent Palestinian political leaders and symbol of resistance and unity to the Palestinian people. Marwan was a key figure during the first and second intifadas and is widely respected across the political section for advocating Palestinian self-determination and national unity. He was arrested by IOF in 2002 and sentenced in trial that Palestinians and many international observers consider illegitimate. And it took place under, of course, military occupation, the Israeli occupation. So for Palestinians, Marwan is not just a prisoner. He represents the struggle for freedom, dignity, and justice, and he also represents the hope of liberation and living in freedom. So that's why he is often compared to Nelson Mandela. Like Mandela, he is seen as a unifying leader who could play a crucial role in a future just peace. So the global campaign to free Marwan Barghouti is part of a broader movement to free all Palestinian political prisoners. Just to remember that he is one of the prisoners and he represents them all. So we have over 7,000 Palestinians currently held in Israeli prisons, many without charge or trial under what's called administrative detention. So the campaign calls for international pressure on Israel to release him as a step toward just and peace. Just and peace.
Thanks so much, Muyad, for just explaining about about Marwan Barghouti, and that's just so awful to hear that he's been in prison for 24 years and just, the campaign that's still going on to free him. We're just hoping that you might be able to speak to, just the awful latest, evolution of the genocide that's going on against the Palestinians, but with Israel introducing their new capital punishment, but only for Palestinians. And of course, I mean, there's been so much outcry about it, but at the same time, not enough. And we're just hoping that you could speak to the death penalty that's been introduced.
The recent move by Knesset to advance what is being called the death penalty for terrorists, like law is extremely alarming. This law is extremely alarming. In reality, Palestinians see this as law that targets them specifically because they only Palestinian could actually face such punishment in a system that already applies laws inequally based on identity. For example, if I am a Palestinian and accidentally hit an Israeli by my car, easily that can consider a terrorist attack, and I will be sentenced to death according to the new law. While if an Israeli did the same thing to a Palestinian, it will be considered just an accident. And I will go to a military trial at a military court, while the Israeli will go to the civil court. So this is what called apartheid, and also unequal laws for both. So this comes at a time when most of the world is moving toward abolishing the death penalty, recognizing it as a violation of international human rights. And instead, Israel is moving in the opposite direction, expanding its punitive system against Palestinians. Of course, Palestinian prisoners are already subjected to harsh conditions, including torture, medical neglect, and indefinite detention without a trial. So introducing the death penalty raises serious concern about state-sanctioned execution under an occupation system that lacks fairness and accountability. That's why we call Israel fascism system, because to see Ben Gvir celebrating in the Knesset by opening champagne, this is what actually fascism looked like. So the fact that several Jewish organizations have called on Anthony Albanese and Benny Wang to take action shows that this is not a fringe concern. It is a growing global human rights issue. Also, I believe Australia must condemn these laws clearly and constantly, because silence is, in the face of such policies, risks enabling further violation, upholding international law and human rights should not be selective, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I was also reading recently that this is like the first, might be one of the first instances of a country or a state trying to introduce a capital punishment just for a particular population since the Nazi regime. Like, that is horrifying. And absolutely, we need to condemn it. It's state-sanctioned murder. But I'll let Chloe go to the next question.
So, Moyad, Palestinian Prisoners Day is coming up on the 17th of April. Tell us why this day is commemorated and how we take action.
Palestinian Prisoners Day is marked every year, as you mentioned, on April 17th. It is a day to honor and understand in solidarity with all Palestinian prisoners, those currently detained and those who have been imprisoned over decades of occupation. For Palestinians, prisoners are not seen as criminals. They are hostages. And but as part of the national struggle for freedom, almost every Palestinian family has been affected in some way by imprisonment. So I know that every single Palestinian family has either a prisoner in the Israeli jail or someone has been imprisoned by Israel. This day is about raising awarenesses globally through protest, community events, and media, of course, like my interview with you at the moment, and calling for the release of prisoners and end to, of course, the administrative detention accountability for human rights abuse in the prisons, as we see and observe in the last few years. Since October 7, Ben-Gvir has put harsh condition on Palestinians and Palestinian prisoners, like depriving them even from the minimum in nutrition they require to have as a human. Cut all the visits, cut all the contacts with the lawyers, and that's absolutely not a human. So taking action can be as simple as educating others, contacting elected representatives, supporting advocacy campaign, and joining local rallies and demonstrations. So Free Palestine Melbourne actually this year have a few action centered about Marwan Barghouti as a sample, because also there is a Free Palestine Melbourne and Australia decided to join the international campaign to release Marwan Barghouti. So on the 15th of April, there will be a live webinar at 6:30, so organized by FPM. And also, and Arab Barghouti will have, the son of Marwan will be sending, he's already sent message, and he will participate in the live webinar. So on, also on the 17th of April, we will film screening called Tomorrow's Freedom, and that also organized by Free Palestine Melbourne. So those are the events that actually going to happen during that week, and on the 15th and 17th, and also we have the rally on the 19th of April, focused on Palestinian prisoners' day. So those are what actually Free Palestine Melbourne are doing for the week.
Yeah, thanks so much, Moyard, and it's been just lovely having you on the show, and thank you for just sharing with us some of the awful things that are going on, but also what we can do to support the Palestinian people and defend human rights. Before we wrap up the interview, is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
I would say the issue of Palestinian prisoners is not just a political issue; it's a human issue as well. Mm. So, because behind every number is a prison, behind the every number is a prison, a family, a story, a people. Like Marwan Barghouti have spent decades in the prison, yet continue to represent hope for justice and freedom. Listeners can play a role by staying informed, speaking out and holding governments accountable to the same human rights standards they claim to uphold. Because justice anywhere depends on justice everywhere, and no people should be detained their freedom indefinitely. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to come back on the show, Ali, and for all the work you do in the Palestine movement.